The president wants a big reset. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. When he addresses the nation tonight, but Republicans like Senator John Barrasso hope it's
Joe Biden's last State of the Union address. And that's because the American people are not going to invite him back to give another one next year.
Fox's Jackie Heinrichs at the White House.
Not only does President Biden have to convince Americans Trump would threaten democracy and also that Biden's actually done a good job on things like the economy, despite all of the poor polling that reflects on him, he will also have to deliver his speech with enough vigor to convince voters that he is electable for another 4 years at the ripe young age of 81 years old.
After the State of the Union, Senator Katie Britt will give the Republican response. In Alabama, which is Britt's home state, Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed a new law shielding IVF patients and providers from legal liability after Alabama's Supreme Court controversially ruled that frozen embryos have the same rights as children. The father of a school shooter is on trial in Michigan, holding James Crumbly responsible weeks after Ethan's mother was convicted on similar charges of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to address the boy's mental illness. Opening statements about to get underway.
His son brought a gun to school and ended up killing 4 students and injuring 7 others. Now, Crumbly, he is accused of buying that gun for his son and then not properly storing it away so that he could get his hands on it.
Robin Murdoch with Fox 2 TV outside the court. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty to murder. He's in life in prison now. The manhunt continues in Philadelphia for a masked gunman who shot 8 students at a city bus stop.
We are just absolutely heartbroken and angry that innocent children walking home from school would be impacted by gun violence.
School Superintendent Tony Watlington, one of the victims, is in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
When President Biden addresses Congress in that State of the Union speech tonight, there will be a lot of invited guests there.
Sitting in the First Lady's box will be a gun control activist whose sister was killed in the Uvalde school shooting in Texas, a foot soldier who was involved in the Selma to Montgomery civil rights marches, and the Prime Minister of Sweden. Republicans are putting a big emphasis on border security with their guests. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will bring Border Patrol agents as her guest, and Congressman Mike Collins extended an invitation to the parents of Lake and Riley, the Georgia nursing student allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant. They've decided to grieve privately for their daughter instead. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale is bringing the photographer who captured the first images of the Chinese spy balloon seen flying over the U.S. last year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The president is also expected to urge Congress to approve that national security bill to provide military aid currently stalled for Ukraine and Israel. Now, as the war in Gaza rages, the latest ceasefire talks have stalled. Hamas has walked away from the negotiations. Israel refused to even attend. There's cancer concern about what a lot of Americans put on their faces.
Benzoyl peroxide is one of the most widely used ingredients in over-the-counter acne medications. Now an independent laboratory, Valisure, is calling on federal health officials to recall many popular acne products after discovering they contained high levels of benzene, a known carcinogen emanating from the benzoyl peroxide in them. 66 creams, gels, washes, liquids, and bars were tested, and some, they said, had up to 800 times the amount permitted by the FDA. Those tested included popular brands like Clearasil, Proactive, and Clinique. There was no immediate comment to Fox News from the FDA. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois receiving over a $5 million gift from the G's College of Business alumnus Tony Petullo and his wife Bev. The investment is divided between G's College of Business, the School of Art Design, and the Cranard Art Museum. A proposal to expand coverage for critical infertility treatment among private insurers has passed the Illinois House Insurance Committee, now heads to the full House floor. Current law lets private insurers limit infertility treatments to 4 rounds for patients. Supporters say this success rate for women undergoing up to 4 rounds of IVF treatment is about 30%. And the Illinois State Task Force advancing a proposal to let voters decide if they want ranked choice voting for elected offices in the state. If approved by the full legislature, ranked choice voting could be used by Illinois voters by 2028. Under ranked choice voting, voters have the opportunity to rank candidates according to most favorite to least favorite. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you're interested in a free evaluation, call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Meteorologist Greg Sawyer. I'm looking at cloudy in downtown Fargo here this morning, but nice and mild. Mm-hmm. And no complaints from here, sir.
Up to 56.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be up somewhere in that 55, 56 degree range for the day today. Currently into the low to mid 40s, as you pointed out, 45 World in Savoy, 44 Danville, 41 Bloomington, more normal. We are watching a little bit of rain make its way. A few sprinkles west of St. Louis, some steady or shower activity southwest of there, and everything tracking to the south and southwest, at least I should say southeast away from us. It will make a turn to the north and northeast, and some spots may see it late this afternoon and evening time. Otherwise, pretty widespread rains around here later on tonight and tomorrow. We move into some chilly air, but just seasonal air once again after a very modest warm-up both yesterday, today, and briefly tomorrow. Another broader scale warm-up for about the second half of next week, and the week beyond that, maybe another run of some record-setting warm. So, warm, mild, and warmer appearing to be the operative weather words in our neck of the woods. Speaking of which, afternoon temperatures for the day today at a normal high of 45, up to 55 or 56 degrees, depending on your perspective out of the center of the universe here, with at least a peak or two of sun in a few spots. Again, a stray shower late this afternoon, early on tonight, widespread rain after midnight, low down to into the 40s tomorrow, cloudy, breezy periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm south of Champaign, and a height about to 58. Half to an inch worth of rain expected, by the way, through tomorrow night with a low down to 41 and a breezy, colder Saturday with a little rain in the morning and a high up to 44. Sunshine back in Sunday at 47 into the upper 50s, Monday 60s Tuesday, we'll flirt with 70, and the next round of shower activity due in Wednesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting and Meteorologist Greg Soljay.
Got to meet Jim Acklin the other night, former superintendent. St. Joaquin, right? Is that right, Jim?
Yes, sir. Retired out of there in 2015.
Man, oh man. So, and you were teacher before that. When did you become a superintendent? How long in education overall, Jim?
I'm actually still in. I'm finishing my 43rd year this year. So just briefly, I started my teaching career at St. Joe Ogden in 79, was there as a teacher and a coach for 20-plus years, and then had three different administrative jobs after that, came back to St. Joe Ogden as a superintendent my last 8 years, as I said, retired in 2015. Was retired for a couple of years, and then I've been down at Chrisman in Edgar County for the last 7 as their part-time interim. They're getting ready to hire a full-time superintendent for the first time in 15 years. So I was able to help that transition, and like I said, getting ready to finish up 43 years in education.
Crazy. Well, congratulations on all that. Jim Acklin's a conservative. He's running for the 102nd House District as a write-in. Tell me how that works and why you're not on the ballot, Jim.
I'm sorry, Steve, you broke up on me there a little bit.
Why not? Why is it a write-in and not on the ballot? What happened?
Okay, yeah, I got you. Back in September, when my opponent filed his statement of candidacy, he failed to have that cover page notarized, and that was challenged, and he was ultimately thrown off the ballot. And then I was contacted sometime in late December to see if I would like to run against him at that point in time, anybody that was going to run, including the incumbent, would have to run as a write-in candidate.
All right, so there's an opportunity, but the primary is a little unusual. So there must be things you're not pleased about.
I think I can do a better job, especially when it comes to matters of public education. Right now, there's nobody in the General Assembly with that kind of experience. And I would hope to carve out a niche, if I'm able to pull this off, to be that go-to person for matters of policy in K-12 and higher ed. Just not that person with that expertise right now.
Okay. All right. So what do you think it'll take, Jim? I mean, to get, gosh, write-ins aren't easy. Jim Acklin, A-C-K-L-I-N. Do you have to spell it properly, or will it still count if it's Jim Acklin or something?
Well, that's a great question. I'm told that the attempt as far as the spelling has to show reasonable intent, but I think in the end that's open to all sorts of interpretation.
Oh,
and so I think we're a lot better off if it's spelled exactly as it should be.
Yeah, but there's no other Jim on the ballot. So that ought to be kind of assumed if A-C-K-L-A-N. How many votes was it taken to write in? Do we have any precedent to really go back and say in this district it'll take this many write-ins?
You know, that's where I've asked a lot of people who've got a lot more political acumen than I have. Yeah. They just kind of shake their head and say, this is unprecedented. This thing is wide open. This is impossible to handicap, et cetera, et cetera. So I think maybe I heard that there was a write-in for a state rep seat maybe 30 years ago, but it hasn't happened in anybody's recent memory.
Well, I guess thank you for getting involved. B-Y, you're in Illinois. You're going to be a minority. Nice of you to try. I tell Chapin Rose, it must be nice to walk in the office, just hit your head in the wall for a few hours and come home. I mean, that's
Well, when I was asked to consider running, I didn't say yes right away, and that was one of the concerns, to be honest with you. I'm not delusional. I don't think as a member of a super minority party, if I am elected, that I'm going to be able to go in there and stand the world on its head. But as I said earlier, I would at least hope to be able to carve out that niche to be that go-to person for matters of public education. There are a lot of good ideas on paper that in practice, you know, I'm the one with the experience that would be able to tell people, hey, that may sound like a good idea, but this is going to be the ultimate outcome to the people in the trenches. And so I think that if I could at least carve out that niche, I can be moderately successful.
All right, I'm going to throw you a hard question, Jim Acklin. It's not going to be, I don't think it's controversial. I don't think boys should play on girls' teams. I don't think critical race theory should be taught. I don't think transgenderism should be taught to a six-year-old. How do you feel about all that?
I would agree with all of that.
Okay.
The first, you know, as an old coach, I had this conversation just last weekend at a track meet. I think that biological boys playing in girls' sports is going to ultimately be the ruination of girls' sports. That's just, to me, a no-brainer. And the other two were, I don't remember.
Transgenderism, teaching that to a 6 or 7 year old, having child's books about, you know, changing gender and names and critical race theory, all of that. I mean, it's what's.
No, I don't think that's appropriate. And I've been criticized by my opponent that I am behind all that and I stand for all that. You know, the truth of the matter is you could not be a superintendent in three rural small school districts for 19 years and have those kind of attitudes. I'm pretty conservative, and I told that to the folks that recruited me. They said, you know, we're looking for someone that's friendly towards public education, and I obviously would fit that category.
Yeah, right, no question. Jim Acklin, A-C-K-L-I-N. He's a write-in for the 102nd. I don't even want to ask how many miles is this district. How big?
That's what I thought. Where is the 102nd district?
Are we
all in that?
That's a great question. Yeah, I don't know that I know number of square miles because it was redrawn a couple years ago. I'm at the very northeast corner, right? I'm the interstate. I can see the interstate. I'm looking out my window. I can see the interstate. That's The other side of the interstate is out of our district. From where I'm standing down to Lawrenceville is about a 2-hour drive. Lawrenceville is in this straight down Route 1. Lawrenceville is in this district, and it goes further south than that. It goes to St. Francisville. It's not completely rectangular. It's wider at the base than it is at the top. But there are no big towns. You know, your towns are Paris and Lawrenceville and St. Joseph and Martinsville, Marshall. No big towns. It's all small rural communities, but very spread out.
Well, I hope you have plenty of mileage is okay on your car and stuff, because you'll
right.
be. And this is a perfect definition of gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Period. That's all
yeah.
it is.
Just yeah, I would agree. Crazy. Yeah, I would agree. I'm a motorcyclist, and if I should be able to pull this off, I look forward to getting down to all the little towns that I may not have had the opportunity to be in when the weather's nice. It'd be a good excuse to get on a motorcycle and get out and meet and greet folks.
Jim Acklin, thanks for being on. Good luck to you. How can we find you and learn more about you?
Right.
There's a website, writeinjim.com, pretty easy to find, and that can lead you to other things, but that would probably be the easiest way for folks to find out more about me.
Well, and I've known you for being a runner for so many years. Are you still taking on some of the 5Ks, or?
I haven't raced. That's a great question. I haven't raced competitively for a number of years. I've had an ankle surgery, and I had a knee surgery, so I'm out there keeping the weight down and the old man out, as they say.
There you go.
I'm at about 25 miles a week.
Sheesh.
But nothing that would be conducive to running a competitive 5K anymore, Diane.
Right. I feel like I've handed you many a medal over the years. That's for sure.
thought you looked like a runner. Jim Acklin, thanks for being on. Good luck with the race in the 102nd.
Thanks, folks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you having time to be with us this morning.
Absolutely.
ESPN 93.5, Adam Niemerg is the incumbent. We'll get him on, too.
Okay.
All right, 8:17. Let's check a quick sports headline.
So we have the IHSA tournament in town at the State Farm Center, and I'm hearing some buzzing right now, actually, when it comes to people coming in for Class 1A for that first contest at 10 a.m., 11:15 for the next one, and then Class 2A starts at 2, and there's a 3:45 game. So just take note. If you're near the State Farm Center, that there'll be lots of visitors coming into town today, tomorrow, and especially on Saturday.
Yeah,
so
right.
Good stuff. Over 40,000 fans were, something that experiencecu.org, of course, welcoming them, our Convention and Visitors Bureau. We also have our Illinois women as a number 9 seed taking on number 8 seed Maryland at 11:30 today.
We've never beaten Maryland. Ever?
Oh, really?
We are 0-16 against Maryland.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but we got Shauna Green.
Yes, we do.
The new trend starts today. Thank you, David, for sending this in, but we've never beat the Maryland women. Wow.
Yes, if you ever want to chime in, 359-2255. We had number 12 Purdue beating number 13 Northwestern for the women yesterday, 78-72, and Minnesota beat Rutgers. So, again, 11:30 today. Big Ten games last night, Indiana over Minnesota, 70-58, and Michigan State took down Northwestern 53-49. Rutgers is at Wisconsin tonight at 6, and our Illini taking on Iowa next.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschow, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So we'll get everyone to check weather for East Central Illinois Champaign event every Saturday. The next weather system organizing on the plains will come up in our general direction for later on tonight and tomorrow. Stick around into the front part of the weekend today. No rain during the daylight hours, becoming partly sunny in a few spots this afternoon, up to 55 with a northeast to east wind on the light side. Maybe a couple of showers around early on tonight. Widespread rains after midnight, though, with a low in the 40s. On a pickup on the east southeasterly wind for the day tomorrow, cloudy, breezy periods of rain, even a thunderstorm south of Champaign County, highs to about 55 to 60 on that southeast wind. A few showers tomorrow night, lows down to 41, a shift to the northwest on those winds after midnight. For the day on Saturday, it'll be a cloudy, breezy, colder day on Saturday with a reading of about 44. Occasional rain expected for the morning hours. On Sunday, back into sunshine, 47, 57 on Monday, 65 on Tuesday. Rains the second half of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, it'll just Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's still not much change in the weekly readings on the job market. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits held at 217,000 last week after the previous reading was revised. Those remaining on benefits rose by 8,000 to 1.9 million. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Another report from outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says job cut announcements rose 3% last month. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is back on Capitol Hill today. Kroger shares are up 5%. Its earnings and sales for the recent quarter are better than expected. Kroger says it will still pursue its merger of Albertsons. The Federal Trade Commission has sued to block the deal. BJ's Wholesale Club reported upbeat earnings, but it is expressing caution about this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Rising costs of goods, unpredictable weather, and seasonal depression got you feeling down? Let Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing brighten your winter blues. Dogtown is offering $1,000 off any Bradford Whitewater Heater, Rinnai Tankless Water Heater, or Bosch Mini Split Unit when you buy a Lennox Home Comfort System. No gimmicks, no hidden fees, just $1,000 in savings when you call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. Offering 0% financing options for qualifying applicants. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Well, what is the United Way ECL program? Ann Skuse has an excuse to be on. How are
exactly.
you, Ann?
I'm doing well. Thank you all so much for having me this morning.
Well, happy to represent the United Way on the radio with you, Ann. Tell me what you're doing with the ECL program.
Yeah, so this program is so grateful to be part of this community and to welcome many young professionals from an array of organizations that we work with through the year. This year, we'll be reaching our over 800 alumni total, so we're pretty excited.
Most of these people that are participating in the program that you're looking for nominees are under 40, perhaps, Ann?
That's right. We don't really put a strict age limit or a range on it, but the goal is to include young professionals, so those kind of finding their way in the community and in their professional roles. So it's more about where they are than really the time marker itself, but that's usually the age range.
Hmm.
100th year anniversary, right? This is
that's right.
A big year
it's been
for
a pretty, pretty exciting year, definitely. We had a wonderful United for a Century campaign to celebrate the 100th in support of our endowment and impact initiatives. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're keep going for the next 100 years, and the ECLs, the Emerging Community Leaders, are a great way to ensure that we continue to inspire people coming up into our community and keep moving forward.
While we're talking United Way, I know the power of the purse is something that I've attended before. That will be coming up on May 2nd, Ann?
That's right. We are so excited. It's our 10th Power of the Purse to be hosted at the lovely Pear Tree Estate, and we couldn't be more excited. We've gotten wonderful purse donations coming in already, and let's just say it's going to be quite an exciting event. If you've ever been there before, this one's going to just really blow the roof off, so don't miss your chance to connect with us. You can contact the United Way office if you're interested in any further information about that.
UnitedWayChampaign.org is the website, correct?
That's correct. That's the best way to find us.
Okay, so there's other great programs too, and I feel like in the spring we spotlight a lot of great different projects. Bottom Line Diaper Bank, for instance.
That's right. We manage the bottom line diaper bank throughout the year. We're at an average of distributing over 12,000 diapers per month, and that's through 12 different partner programs in the community. So it's really an ongoing initiative for us. In the summer months, we get the opportunity to do a lot of outreach chances for people to come into the office and do repacks. That's the best way that we can distribute the diapers. And we also have sponsorship opportunities to ensure that we have the diapers available to make sure those distributions happen. So it's really something that's so needed and just continues to grow, not because, you know, we're meeting the need, but because it's something that's always a necessity for families, of course.
Another hidden resource, a hidden gem resource, is that 211 helpline.
Yes, we're so grateful to really have this available in our community. It is a nationwide helpline that was started in Atlanta, but through the support of the United Way worldwide, throughout the country, and now the state of Illinois is also coming in with funding, but it's through the United Way. And anytime a person is in need for health services, that they can dial 211. That's a 24/7 line, and they'll be directed to a person who will answer the call that can direct them to a local organization that will be able to assist them with their needs. So it's something that's really valuable that is available in our community.
All right. So our deadline Friday, March 15th, for the emerging community leaders that you may know. How do we nominate these leaders to get them involved in the United Way?
Yes, that's a great question. So it's actually self-initiated. So if you as a young person are interested in participating in the program, please go to our website, which Diane mentioned, UnitedWayChampaign.org. Click on the tab to join ECL, and you actually apply. A letter of recommendation is required to complete the application. But we actually were able to extend that deadline to next Friday, March 15th, so that we can ensure that anyone who's interested still has the chance to apply.
All right, Ann, thanks for being on. Good luck with all this.
My pleasure. Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
Take care.
Ann Skuse with the United Way.
UnitedWayChampaign.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, The Smoke Show coming up with Tim. We also have Amanda Jean in the house. Woo-hoo! With a humongous wedding showcase
on March 23rd at the Orpheum in downtown Champaign.
There's a lot of things popping at that.
Absolutely.
Thing. This is quality stuff with quality vendors and quality brides and everything.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
I love it.
Stand by. We'll cover that in the final half hour of the program. ESPN 93.5.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for early childhood education March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at 104 Nightingale Court in Rantoul. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address at the Capitol this evening.
He's going to paint the usual contrast that we often hear with Trump. He's going to be calling on companies to pay their fair share by raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. He's also going to be blaming corporate greed for stubborn high prices.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The on-set weapons handler on the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
During a rehearsal, a gun Alec Baldwin was handling went off, firing a live round that killed cinematographer Halina Hutchins and wounded the director. The defense claimed someone else brought the live ammo onto set, but the prosecution proved that she didn't follow basic gun safety guidelines. She faces a maximum of 18 months in prison at sentencing.
Fox's Anna Iliopoulos. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A proposal to expand coverage for critical infertility treatment among private insurers has passed the Illinois Insurance Committee, now heads to the full House floor. Current law lets private insurers limit infertility treatments to four rounds for patients. Supporters say the success rate for women undergoing up to four rounds of IVF treatment is about 30%. And Illinois State Task Force has advanced a proposal to let voters decide if they want ranked choice voting for elected offices in the state. If approved by the full legislature, ranked choice voting could be used by Illinois voters in 2028. Under ranked choice voting, voters have the opportunity to rank candidates according to most favorite to least favorite. Champaign School District looking for the next school board member after one resigned at the end of meeting Monday night. Board member Jamar Brown announced his resignation, describing his second term as a negative experience. The district will solicit applicants from the community to apply for a temporary position. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier with a look at what continues to be a very nice spring, my friends.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central at all, Champaign event is Saturday. Limited sunshine for the day today. Actually, an abundance of clouds up to 55 with a light northeast to east wind. Might be a little rain in spots with a stray shower here early on this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Not as chilly, lows in the 40s. On an increasing east-southeasterly wind for the day tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, periods of rain. Temperatures continue above average. Might even be a thunderstorm, by the way, south of Champaign County. Highs are to 58. Few showers tomorrow night, low down to 41. And for the day on Saturday, cloudy, breezy, colder, and a touch of rain in the morning hours, a high to about 44 degrees. Back into sunshine for the day on Sunday. Temperatures seasonal at 47 will moderate to 57. But sunshine for the day on Monday, Tuesday up to 65. Another round of wet weather in here for late Wednesday and Thursday next week, up to 71 on Wednesday, cooling into the low to mid 60s for the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, meteorologist Greg Solier.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's Grill. He's the best brisket maker ever.
Smoke in Tim's Grill.
And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, who will be in Philo on March 27. That's a Wednesday. And we're going to have him do a practice grill. And we got to find our judges, too, because okay. He's going to do the whole thing, right?
Shouldn't be a problem, simulate. Of course.
And, of course, then we're going to have to eat some of this food, which is going to be kind of crazy good. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie. How are you?
Well, we're looking forward to March 27, the day before the Cardinals open the season, since you're going to do a... Got it all ready out here. Mitch is going to help me put the cones up.
Right.
We're going to have maybe the greatest brisket maker in downtown Philo, Illinois.
Ever.
We're going to do, pitchers do simulated games. Yep. We're going to do a simulated cook. We're going to scrunch the timeline down just a little bit and get hopefully get you four good meats in a hurry.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's it's going to be good. Believe me, your worst day is my best, okay? So this is going to be exciting, and of course I'm not going to eat all day, so it's going to be good.
Hey, before we get started with this chicken notes, I want to give a quick shout out to our daughter Reagan, who it's her birthday today.
Well, and happy birthday, Reagan. All right. That's awesome. Great to hear. All right, so chicken on the grill or the smoker. What's my tip?
Well, first of all, you want to get fresh chicken. You don't want to get the ones that have been frozen and all of that. That just helps it seep out moisture, and dry chicken is the worst thing you can do on a grill or a smoker.
So how do I know it's fresh?
Look at the package dates. And you'll want to get good light-colored chicken, not the dark yellow. Hmm. That's usually an old bird.
Hmm.
You'll want to get the fresh, light-colored, whiter-skinned chicken. And then there's some things we do to enhance that moisture in it. First of all, a lot of people will grab their chicken from the store on the way home. They'll come home, they'll open the pack, they'll put some seasoning on it while they're getting their grill hot or whatever. Don't do that. Get the chicken the day before and use some chicken brine, poultry brine. They're available in stores. Cosmos Chicken is a good brine. Meat Church, T-Bird. Hmm. Triple Nine chicken brine is good. Brine it the night before in a Ziploc bag or a plastic bowl. It's got a lot of salts and sugar in it that start curing that chicken. So you can't use a metallic bowl. But marinate it in the refrigerator overnight in that brine. Our competition chicken, we even inject that with brine.
So is brine like, all I can think of is bouillon, but broth or something? Or?
Well, no. We do put broth in it to get help. The brine will carry the broth flavor into the meat, but it's more of a cure. It's roughly two-thirds salt, a third sugar. Then there's you can put some sage in there, lemons, whatever, to add some flavor profile that you want.
You're talking about a whole chicken, aren't you?
Well, you can do whole chicken or pieces the same way.
Chicken breast. We do just five. Can you do chicken breast?
Okay.
Yes, and it will help those out a bunch. Breasts are real easy to dry out because they cook fast.
Mm. Okay. All right, so I got it all brined and in the fridge overnight. The next day I'm doing what? And by the way, what you just said about picking up refrigerator, going home, getting the grill hot. That's exactly what I did last night. So it's just unbelievable.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's what the typical, go, you know, get the grill hot and then put it on. But you're talking about just give an extra day. And then I go put it in the grill. Is it low and slow?
If you're going to do, you can do it either way, whatever your cooking method is. The main thing is get that center to 165 degrees.
Gotcha.
And don't go much over that, or you're going to dry it out.
If
you're smoking chicken, that's a minimum 4 hours at 225, and then your time goes down as your temperature goes up. Mm. So there's a tendency to dry that out. So we have a little trick. We use aluminum pans, and we do it in a butter bath. We'll take maybe a pound of butter and melt it in that pan, and so the chicken's sitting in the butter. The inside is still seasoned with what we've injected and seasoned it with, and the top is still seasoned, so judges get that burst of flavor when they bite into it, but it's still moist because it's been sitting in a butter bath while it's cooking.
That is a good tip, Mr. Onsaw. That's a sounds really, really good.
Super.
Okay, so we got that one.
Donna's going to be mad because I just gave away her chicken secrets.
It's Tim Onstott, Gale Ferex Trucking, and Dedicated Diesel. What do we know? Any news on Dedicated Diesel on our Dixie choppers? Or?
Well, she's keeping on those $2,000 off on the Z2s. Mm. Those start at $7,800, so $2,000 off, you're already getting down into what you're paying for a generic mower at the DIY stores or whatever. DIY means you're going to have to fix it yourself later. Oh,
don't want to do that. I can come to you and get all the service on all my Dixie choppers, too.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And then you asked me last week what the price of the tillers are that we're given $500 off of, and I was dumb. I actually had it in front of me. I just didn't look in the right place. But $4,200 is where those start at, and go on up from there. But you can get a nice 3-point hitch if you got a hobby farm and a small tractor. These tillers just work great and take a lot of work out of it.
Man, that would take a lot of work. How about our driving? How are we doing, Gail Frakes Trucking?
Looking for a couple of good drivers still. Probably one for a van. They need to want to up. Yep.
Breaking up here, Tim. Move the aluminum foil.
There you go.
I'm here.
Okay. It's kind of cutting out on me just a little bit. So you're telling me about the two people you're looking for.
Yep, we're just looking for a couple of good drivers that want to earn a good living and get their quality home time.
You got it. Well, that's huge. Home time. Home on the weekends most times, right?
Yeah, all of the drivers are home every weekend.
It's really cool.
Nice.
Tim, can't wait. March 27 is coming our way. This is March 7, 20 days away from Tim Onstad Experience here in Philo. All that fabulous smoke.
Well, mm-hmm. We'll talk about it next week. I'll be getting to meet together at work, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, well, and for me, I've got a star on St. Patrick's Day. I go to St. Patrick's in Tolono, and that's Sunday, March 17th. I know people are typical getting the corned beef and cabbage in. I don't know if you have any corned beef suggestions or not.
You can work on
maybe
that.
Maybe that could come our way next
week. I don't know if you do have. Is that a smoking event?
Right.
Corned beef? Do you smoke corned beef?
I think that's more of a brined.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Brian Brisket. Okay, so you'd probably be great at it because you're the best brisket maker in the world ever. Tim, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure, always.
Thank you, too. Have a good day.
All right. You, too.
Tim Onstad, barbecueologist, number one in the world.
Love it.
He finished a perfect score brisket in the biggest tournament in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 8:42, big event coming to the Orpheum. Remember that?
Yes.
Let's go. That's next.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Where is my song? Hold on. There we go. I have to get this going. Amanda Jean.
Yes.
There is a fabulous wedding showcase, best one of the year. It's coming up. Amanda from Inspire Yours. So tell me, when?
Yes, so it's going to be Saturday, March 23rd.
It's coming up.
About, I think 16 days I counted.
You know, the Orpheum in downtown Champaign is a wonderful event space. I've done many different events there. And it's got such a big transition from back in the child museum days. And it just has that old kind of feel, but yet modern.
Yes, it's very modern. It's got, but it still has that regalness, that charm. Some, you know, really, truly a wedding venue you can't experience anywhere else here in Champaign or really any of the other counties kind of nearby.
So. Well, you just dress it up. I mean, yours isn't, you know, I've seen showcases. Yours is different. Tell me why. It's just elegant and classy, and you invest in it. It's a different, the best one there's going to be.
Well, thank you, Stevie J.
I mean it. Very much so. So anybody getting married, you got to walk through. I didn't know about this thing where you don't have to wear socks if you look right in your tight pants. Guys aren't doing socks.
I know the ankle length pants, yes. I guess, are coming back.
What,
I don't know.
What is maybe that? Has that ever staying? Been there? Because guys like me don't want to do that. I wouldn't look right, right?
I would say that might be more of an East Coast thing.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
You know, and but mainly hey, people for, still like fun. The guys
know,
still like the
40 and under,
socks.
Stevie, so.
Whatever.
So, I don't know if you could pull it off.
No, I know better. So we want to go and get all the latest fashion trends. Is there anything out there, Amanda, that surprises you?
I would say the one thing that's really, you know, Bride Magazine for the first time ever has come out with a wedding color of the year. So it's Marcel Blue.
What's that look?
Kind of like a royal blue, I would say.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So we are going to be having a wedding design look that will be inspired by the color of the year. And then we also have other trends and other design looks as well.
Uh-huh.
So the one 2023 trend that's still going into 2024 is just that romantic candlelight. And so we're going to be doing a table look that just is filled with just beautiful candles, you know, from candlesticks to pillars to,
awesome.
You know, everything. So what I really love and what I think couples love about our showcase is you can walk in and you can really feel immersed in seeing design and getting ideas and seeing trends and dresses and gowns and suits. You're not just kind of going around collecting business cards. You're really getting to you know, see what your wedding day could be.
And talk over with the vendor the different kind of things that you might have kicking around idea-wise, and then they'll add on to that, you know, the table runners, which is, you know, that cloth right in the middle.
And
you
the
know.
Chargers that we have taught CBJ what a charger is.
Yes,
now,
I know chargers. Yes, I do. Also, the new things, the innovative things, it's just fun to see this. And you've got about every category represented with vendors, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have an amazing vendor team. I mean, there's so many talented professionals here in the area. So we get to be able to showcase their services and products. And we do have someone represented in every category, which is great. We also have a swag bag. So we have lots of vendors that are donating this year to it.
A lot of nice things in your bag, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You spent invested in that, too.
Yes.
So it's only $20 to get in, which I thought it should be $50. I really don't. But based on the effort and putting everything together,
yes.
$20. And you also, if people bought 10 or 20, I mean, it'd be cheaper.
Right, to have your whole wedding party come and get excited about it.
I mean, it's
it.
Always so great to bring a bridesmaid with you, your partner, you know, your mother, your mom, your mom-to-be.
Absolutely.
You just get to enjoy the whole wedding experience. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We do invest a lot of time into it each year to put together this wedding showcase, but it's something that from my roots of being from San Diego, California, and seeing what they have out there, I was like, it's time for us to have it out here in the Midwest. So,
well, and working with you as a trustworthy wedding preparation organizer, I mean, you just think of it all, and the brides and the families, and to just be stress-free.
Yes.
I've DJed so many weddings where, you know, you don't think the bridezilla could come out in some of these ladies, but it does.
Or even in other people in the wedding party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even, like, you don't think through afterwards picking everything up, and you know, so many people that are in the wedding party might be assigned those duties because you forgot about that,
right?
And then, you know, you're so tired and you want to continue, you know, relaxing and unwinding with your friends after the reception, but oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we as Inspire Your Wedding events, we do offer wedding packages. I would say our most popular package is Day of Coronation, so that's something that myself and my team really enjoy doing, working with the couple, putting together the timeline, the floor plan, all the preparation details, and then being there that day to really make it a seamless experience. So that's something that we love and enjoy, but you know, I really love the idea that I'm able to bring couples an experience for this bridal expo that, you know, you really can't find anywhere else here.
Saturday, March 23rd. The time is?
From 2 to 5 p.m., and then it'll be again at the Orpheum in downtown Champaign, a newly renovated, beautiful, classical theater, you know, post museum, but there is still some museum remnants kind of outside in the courtyard, but everything else inside is just a beautiful space for your special day.
And if you're interested in reaching out to be a vendor, there's still a little bit of time. You could go to inspire-your.com and get details.
Correct, yes. And then if you would like to purchase tickets and be an attendee, and if you're someone who's just part of our community that might just be curious to see the renovated, you know, venue space. We also encourage you to come. You know, a lot of the vendors there also do fundraisers, birthdays, events, other type of things. So it's really something that everyone in our community can enjoy on that Saturday afternoon.
Well, keep up your good work. You put a lot of effort into it, and it's the best, folks. If you want to go to something really, really cool, it's March 23. Amanda, Jean, it's Inspire York. Just hope it goes well. Maybe we'll get you back one more time before this happens.
I would love that.
Thank you. Bring your dad.
Awesome. I do. I'll bring my dad, yes. And I'll let him know I should be charging 50 because that's what dads always say.
There we go. ESPN 93.5.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
All right, so you're an ambassador for Champaign Urbana this weekend, so keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
As you're out and around, there'll be a lot of people going to restaurants here over the next few days. I think the masses come in tomorrow. I think the bigger schools, Chicago schools, they play tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And we got, you know, Merez Johnson, that's the number one basketball recruit in the state of Illinois. I think his team's coming.
Okay.
Double triple check if he's still alive. But there'll be a lot of good basketball players, and to have them in our backyard is just awesome.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously we want some of them to come here.
Absolutely.
And play for the University of Illinois. We're rooting for Shauna Green. That happens at
11:30 up in Minneapolis as we take on Maryland. And, of course, our Illini will be playing in Iowa. That's Sunday at 6.
Okay.
And on as far as the men go.
Yep, and we're the 2 seed. We locked it in last night when Northwestern lost at Michigan State. And so we locked in the 2 seed for sure. What's that mean? 2 and 3 are going to be the same because you play each other. The 4 would play Purdue if Purdue gets past Friday's game, and I sure suspect they will. And it's interesting, there's a chance for 5 teams to be 10-10 in the Big Ten. So figuring out who Illinois would play, the 7, that could be anywhere from Wisconsin, Michigan State, Iowa, Indiana, somebody else. I mean, it's a real mess in the middle from the standpoint of how do you figure out who goes if you're at the same record. Tiebreakers, so we'll do that. But Illinois will be the 2. And I think, theoretically, if we beat Iowa on Sunday night, we could play Iowa again Friday. Because it looks to me like they'll slip right around 7. They have to win to be considered for the NCAA, so it's going to be hard to win in Iowa. Yeah. I suspect we'll play pretty well, though.
Absolutely.
Because we're a pretty good team.
And Parkland's men and women's basketball teams have moved on in the postseason with the NJCAA Division II, you know, semifinals and stuff like that going on. So much great basketball in our area, my goodness.
No, it's March Madness, and Selection Sunday is going to be a week from Sunday after the championship game with the Illinois-Purdue game. Wishful thinking. Wouldn't that be something to play them again?
Isn't that crazy?
Could happen. It definitely could happen. Uh-huh. So that would be 3. And then who knows in the Final Four if we'd play them.
That's right.
Here, I'm just thinking ahead here, planning. And the Final Four is where?
It's
Final?
It's not in Indy.
No, I can't remember. I know that. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
State of the Union. We'll watch some of that tonight and talk about tomorrow. Appreciate John Decker, who'll be front row and center.
That's right.
In the Capitol for the State of the Union. All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening again. It's going to be real busy for the next 3 days around State Farm Center. iHotel is going to be buzzing. A lot of strangers, visitors in town, and we're glad they're here. We think that economically it's about $4 million when we have the tournament here on a weekend. So a lot of great games. It's going to be fun to watch, And we're hoping that everybody has a great experience in our
community.
Final
Four is in Glendale, Arizona.
Glendale, Arizona, where the Arizona Cardinals play football. All right, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. You have yourself a fabulous Thursday.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
This is State Representative Adam Niemer coming to you with an important message. Far-left special interest groups are targeting me because I am standing up for you. I was removed from the ballot over a clerical error, just like what they're trying to do to President Trump, and like him, I'll never surrender. I am pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Second Amendment. I am proud to be one of seven to vote against allowing illegals to become police officers. I am in the fight of my life, and I need your help. Please write me in, Adam Niemer, for State Representative in the 102nd District on your primary ballot. Paid for by Committee to Elect Adam Niemer.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto. Prove and trust in your friends and family.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at SarahChampagne.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.